Jeremiah chapter 42. When all the military commanders and Johanan the son of Kareah and Jezaniah the son of Hoshaiah and all the people from the least to the greatest approached and said to Jeremiah the prophet, "Please hear our pleas and pray to the Lord your God for us, even for all this remnant, for there are only a few of us left out of many, as your eyes can clearly see. May the Lord your God show us the way we should go and what we should do." Then Jeremiah the prophet said to them, "I have heard you. I will pray to the Lord your God as you have requested. Whatever the Lord answers you, I will tell you. I will keep nothing back from you. May the Lord be a true and faithful witness against us if we do not do everything that the Lord your God sends you to tell us. Whether it be good or bad, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, to whom we are sending you, so that it may go well for us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God." After 10 days, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Then he summoned Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the military commanders that were with him, and all the people from the least to the greatest. Then he told them, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, to whom you sent me to present your request to him, says, 'If you will stay in this land, then I will build you up and not pull you down. I will plant you and not uproot you, for I am sorry for the disaster that I have inflicted on you. Do not be afraid of the king of Babylon, whom you are now afraid of. Do not be afraid of him, says the Lord, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. I will grant you mercy, so that he will have mercy on you and let you return to your own land. But if you say, 'We will not stay in this land,' thereby disobeying the voice of the Lord your God, saying, 'No, we will go to the land of Egypt and live there, where we will not experience war, hear the war trumpets, or be hungry for bread.' Now listen to the word of the Lord, O remnant of Judah. This is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says. If you are determined to enter Egypt and to go to settle there, then the sword that you fear will overtake you there in the land of Egypt. The famine that you are afraid of will follow you right down into Egypt, which is where you will die. So everyone who is determined to go to Egypt to settle there will die by the sword, famine, and plague. None of them will survive or escape from the disaster that I will bring on them. For this is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says: As my anger and wrath have been poured out on the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so my wrath will be poured out on you when you enter into Egypt. You will be an execration, an object of horror, a curse, and a mockery, and you will never again see this place. The Lord has told you, O remnant of Judah, do not go down into Egypt. Know for sure that I have warned you today. For you have made a fatal mistake. For you sent me to the Lord your God, saying, 'Pray for us to the Lord our God, and whatever the Lord our God says, tell us, and we will do it.' This day I have told you, but you have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God, by doing anything that he sent me to tell you. Now therefore, know for certain that you will die by the sword, famine, and plague in the place you want to go to settle." Jeremiah chapter 42.